Exercises 7 through 9. Milton Erickson, one of my psychotherapy teachers, told of a man who came to see him who had severe insomnia. This man hadn't been able to sleep well since his wife died a few years earlier. He would spend hours tossing and turning, trying to go to sleep. Finally, he would fall asleep at about 4 in the morning. In the past week, he had gotten only about 12 hours of good sleep. He lived with his son in a large house, and they shared the household chores. The man happened to mention to Erickson that he was glad his son lived with him because the house was filled with marvelous wooden floors that had to be waxed regularly, a task that he hated and that his son had agreed to do. Erickson told the man that he could help him get over his insomnia, but that would require a commitment to work hard and make a great sacrifice. The man said he was willing to do whatever he needed to do, as this problem was driving him crazy, and he had never been afraid to work hard. Erickson told the man that he was to go to bed at his regular time, around 8 p.m. If he could still read the clock in 15 minutes, he was to get up and wax the floors of the house until his normal wake-up time, 6 a.m. After 3 exhausting nights, the man found that he still could not go to sleep on the 4th night in the required 15 minutes, and wearily got up and began waxing the floors. He soon became so tired that he couldn't continue. He decided to go rest his eyes for a few minutes in bed and then get up and continue. The next thing he knew, it was morning, and he had gotten 9 hours of sleep. He never again had a problem falling asleep. Erickson commented wryly that the man would do anything to get out of waxing those floors, even go to sleep.